President Obama and Republican Mitt Romney's newly minted VP pick, Paul Ryan, are both in Iowa today. Romney's headed to Florida, where Ryan's plan to partly privatize Medicare is a hot-button issue, and a new online video from the Obama campaign featuring some Florida seniors is hoping to make it hotter.
Florida, we have a very large elderly population.
Medicare is a boon for senior citizens who without that would choose between food and going to a doctor.
Those kind of cuts are going to be incredibly painful to the working class person, and because we're going to be the ones that are going to be paying for it.
Well, in their joint 60 Minutes interview last night, Paul Ryan pointed out that his mother is a Medicare senior in Florida. But what exactly is his Medicare proposal? And who is Paul Ryan? The cable channels were wall-to-wall with coverage of his anointing this weekend, but they were competing with the Olympics. Americans can be forgiven for thinking, Ryan, isn't he the guy who won the decathlon? Lois Romano is senior political reporter for Politico. Paul Ryan is a seven-term Wisconsin congressman, a superstar of the right in Washington. So first, how is this all playing in political circles?
Well, it's very interesting because, yes, he is a superstar. And as you know, in the last week, all the right-wing intellectuals were pushing him. But he is not a national figure yet, and which gives the Obama campaign a very good opportunity to help define him. Now, interesting, Mitt Romney went right into the Beast of the Lion today and went right to Florida because this is what the Obama people are going to do. They're going to try to scare the seniors about Paul Ryan's Medicare cuts. So Romney is trying to get a leg up, and he's there trying to explain it. But the fact that he has to try to explain it, I still think works in favor of the Obama folks.
Well, and we're going to talk in a minute about exactly what Paul Ryan's Medicare plan is. But what about the rest of his budget plan? Listening this weekend, you know, Republicans were saying, we're overspending, so Paul Ryan will make cuts so we won't be Greece. Democrats were saying, it's time to spend and grow the economy, and it's a mistake to make the Ryan cuts. He will make us Greece. So, what are the proposed cuts?
I think the proposed cuts are really in the social safety net. They're not military, and I think that's what you're going to hear a lot about. They are a lot of the entitlements and things of that nature. And what you're going to hear the Democrats saying is this guy wants to gut all of this and drive taxes down for the upper 2%. Now, as it turns out, it's a very viable argument because Paul Ryan's been quoted as saying that the social safety net lulls able-bodied people into lives of complacency and dependency. You know, he takes the position, the very conservative position, that people who are poor are choosing to be poor.
Well, and we know how controversial this was, you know, in the primary season. Newt Gingrich called the Ryan budget plan this idea of cuts to food stamps and child care. So right-wing social engineering. And even Mitt Romney said that his other parts of his budget plan, which would, for instance, change the tax code and keep the top tax rate for the wealthiest and for corporations, even Romney said, gee, under that plan, I'd pay no taxes. So there was criticism back then.
Well, even last night, Romney said, oh, I'm going to have my own budget plan. I'm not running on his budget plan. So he's really trying to have it both ways. I mean, he's brought this guy in to change the conversation and to say, okay, let's get this off of politics. Let's have an issue-driven dialogue. And I think we're right on the cusp of that. That could possibly happen. But to do that, individual mandates are going to have to be exposed. And that's where both sides are going to get into a little bit of trouble. So Romney wants to say, and Ryan himself said, Romney's going to embrace my budget plan. Romney's saying, I'm not going to. But yet he's brought this guy in to elevate the dialogue based on the budget plan. So it's going to be very interesting to see how specific each side gets now.
Well, and here are some of the projections, because here are some of the headlines from across the country. The Denver Post writes, Ryan reshapes the campaign. The Miami Herald writes, Ryan could hurt Romney in Florida. The Des Moines Register says VP pick could play well in Iowa. So right now it's all across the board.
It's everywhere. And if you look, there's a great front page story in the Washington Post today that goes into the retirement communities, and it's clear nobody knows who this guy is. I mean, they're calling him by different names. They're calling him Mike Ryan. And again, I think what we're going to be seeing, we have one ad already from the Obama folks. I think we're going to be seeing a lot of definition coming in the next few days.
Lois Romano, senior political reporter for Politico. Lois, thanks as always.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.